Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important on the variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. Yes, all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with answers. Yeah, can you hear me?
You don't stop talking for a second, do you?
Yeah, I was asking if you can hear me in time.
Is that your pitch? Because I missed 90% of your pitch. I have no idea why you're calling.
Okay, yeah, I was saying that
I heard the word survey, but that's as far as it got.
Yes, yeah, so I was saying that we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics, and your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, and all of your answers will be confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey.
Sure. Start with the questions already, please. Don't beat the bush.
Okay, so when thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Right now, I don't care.
So would that be very dissatisfied?
I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. What's done is done. It's water over the dam.
Okay, so unfortunately, I don't have that option.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm giving you my honest answer. So you either take them or leave them there. But
yeah, but regarding what has been going on, will it be very
overall? Overall, forget about it. You know, forget about it. We're not down with immigration right now. We're opposed.
Okay, so very dissatisfied.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. Immigration?
Why do you keep asking me about immigration? I gave you my answer. Not answering any more questions on immigration. Would you like to discuss a different topic?
Yeah. So I just need your answer for this. I mean, I'm going to mention to you different topics, and you can just kind of rate them from a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you.
Start with the next, go to the next topic.
Okay, so just for me to move on, I need your rate on immigration. Will it be 0, not an important issue, or 10, very important issue, or any number you would like to choose? 5?
I'll choose a 5.
All right, voting rights?
A 9.
Democracy?
A 10.
Criminal justice reform?
A 2.
Abortion rights?
A 9.
Racism and discrimination?
A 6.
Student loan debt?
A 5.
Jobs and wages?
A 5.
Healthcare?
A 6.
Crime and violence?
An 8.
Housing rights?
A 2.
Inflation and the cost of living?
7.
K-12 education?
A 7.
Climate change?
A 0.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
An 8.
All right. And what is your race?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. So, let's
I'm racing right now on the highway, if you'd like to know.
No problem. And do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
All right. And what is your year of your birth?
What? Who?
Yeah, year of your birth.
The year of my birth.
Yes.
That's confidential.
Okay.
You can put down 1960s. In the 1960s.
Okay.
1960s. I'm an old man.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree
college.
You have received?
Okay. I had some college.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to go with a 2.
All right. And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has in the scale of 0 to 10. So where a 0 means the black community has no power at all and a 10 means the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community?
I'm telling you, it's a 3.
3, okay. And please rate your feelings.
They're 15% of the population of America. 15. 0.15. How much power does 0.15 have in this country?
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Larry,
okay, we're going to have to wrap this up soon because I'm getting ready to stop. Go, go, go.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to make this as quick as possible. Larry Krasner?
Who?
Larry Krasner?
I don't know him at all.
Okay,
I've never,
heard of him?
Name. Nope, never heard that name.
Okay, John Fetterman?
5.
All right. Bob Casey?
0.
Josh Shapiro?
1.
J.D. Vance?
5.
Sherelle Parker?
I've never heard that name before.
Okay, so never heard of?
No, never heard of that name.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
I can't answer that question.
Okay, so will it be undecided or you do not plan to vote?
I don't want to answer the question.
Okay, so will you select undecided then?
If you want to go with that, that would be fine. Something wrong here.
All right.
We have an accident or something I'm coming up on, so I'm going to have to go.
Okay, there's just some left.
Everyone's turning around. There's a problem.
And the ability. Ah, okay. Sorry.
What is going on here?
So we only have a couple questions left. I'll try to make this.
I don't see any problem. What's that?
Yeah, so we only have a couple questions left, just so we can make this quick. If you had to choose for whom will you vote, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
I'm not going to answer that question. You could try as many different ways, but I'm not going to answer.
Oh, it's just a different one. So undecided again?
Undecided, sure. Sure, you
okay.
Can go with that.
All right, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Yeah. What's going on? Broke down or what? Son of a beach whale, why can't people drive?
All right. So, did you hear the question? I'm sorry?
No, I didn't hear. I didn't hear who what.
Okay. So, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I could possibly be voting for Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so undecided?
Scooby-Doo.
I'm sorry, I need that to for you to select one of these options. So undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
Scooby-Doo.
I'm sorry, I don't have that option.
It beats Mickey Mouse, you know? Scooby beats Mickey any day. I cannot believe that they have stymied like this. I got almost all the way where I needed to go, and they turned me around.
Okay, I'm sorry. So just so we can move on, so will it be the Republican, the Democratic, or undecided?
I will choose when I go into the voting booth.
Okay, so undecided for now?
I will choose when I go into the voting booth.
Yeah, definitely. I understand. So I'm just trying to move on to the next question. Unfortunately, I don't have that option.
You put down whatever you feel that answer attains to.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How many more questions do you have, friend? Because I'm out of time.
So we're more than halfway done. But like I said, I mean, I'm trying to move on, but it's just I don't have that option for me to move on.
We got to be done, dude. This is the end of the road.
Okay, no problem, sir. So unfortunately,
You keep harping about the same question. You're not going to get my answer.
I understand, sir, but it's
not November yet.
I understand. For that reason,
let me ask you a question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
So, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have to, I mean, pretty much give our opinions on this. I really do apologize.
You're not permitted. I'm going to go and answer that question for you. No, you are not better off.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
How will life get better? Hit the Powerball, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. That would be nice. Well, yeah, on that
real quick.
Okay. But yeah, on that occasion, I really do apologize because unfortunately, I mean, by you not choosing the options that I'm giving, I'm not able to keep going. So that would be all for today, okay?